Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you, with his new microphone, I do believe, Pat Pagano.
Yes, and how did you think it sounded?
I think it sounds superb.
I kind of figured you would.
Yeah, big difference.
I thought it sounded great. It's got more bass to it, right?
Oh, it's full. Yeah, you've got the full spectrum. You got bass. You got highs.
Right.
It's that's why broadcasters like to use it so much.
Right. And now, of course, I'm not using that mic now. You realize that?
Yeah. No, but you use it on the recording ones.
All the recording, Jason.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for that. There are some, Marshall. I don't know if you have any reports of this, but I'm looking at our radar. And I have some flurries in and around Poughkeepsie, close by the beacon, and down to, looks like, what is it, Blooming Grove, and into the northern part of New Jersey. They're very light snow showers. They're all moving northeast. That's all I have right now on the radar. And I think for us, walking cloudy skies with some snow showers, best chance later on today, 30 to 35. A couple of snow showers left over tonight, upper 20s, so not that bad. Tomorrow, cloudy, maybe a little spotty drizzle, 40. Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain, mid-40s. And Sunday, some rain, maybe some sleet in the mid-30s. And then a chance of some rain and snow showers Monday.
Wow.
I am not sure how much rain we're getting out of this system because it's going to split. And once the low gets to the Tennessee Valley, another low is going to pop off the coast, and when that happens, sometimes the moisture gets, stretched apart like taffy, and we don't get the full impact here. Yeah. So it would not surprise me if we don't get all that much rain this weekend.
Well, what happens if that low on the coast takes over and becomes a major portion of it?
Well, that would obviously change things for Sunday, not for Saturday, but for Sunday. I'm thinking that the second low will take over by Monday, but be already off eastern New England. So that's why I think we'll have rain and snow showers. The air will be marginally cold behind it. So I think rain and snow showers on the forecast for Monday. So a very unsettled weather pattern starting today and lasting right into Monday.
Yeah, it sounds that way. It sounds like you call it unsettled. I call it crummy.
Crummy. Now let's do a little controversy, okay? A little controversy? Yeah, I'm sure you like controversy.
Why not?
As I mentioned a little earlier, it's Italian custom. St. Lucy or St. Lucia. Day is today, the 13th. She was the patron saint of Sicily, Italy. Mama Pagano used to tell us all the time, whatever the weather is on St. Lucy's Day, the weather for Christmas will be quite similar. She's maybe the temperatures won't be exact, but overall sky condition, things like that, whenever it happens, should be similar. That's how she brought us up.
Right.
Okay, so that would mean that Christmas Day we'd have some flurries, according, because that's what we're forecasting today. But if we go to the Farmer's Almanac, they say, if St. Lucy's Day be bright, Christmas Day will be dark with snow. But if snow falls on St. Lucy, Christmas will be clear and sunny. So they are saying the opposite.
Now, who's right, Mama Pagano or
I think we're going to say Mama Pagano. What
I would think if you didn't say Mama Pagano, that would be big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thinking. That is definitely my thinking. That's always been my thinking. So why change at this point? Now, let's diverge ahead a little bit, folks.
Yes.
This is the most ridiculous pattern I've ever seen in my life. But the latest GFS model, which is one of the only models that go out to 15 days, for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Now, this is Christmas Eve morning. So this is Monday, early in the morning. They show a low-pressure system along the South Carolina coast. Just follow me in this. By early Monday afternoon, which is Christmas Eve afternoon, the low from the South Carolina coast gets to Delmarva as a nor'easter. And they have rain spreading into the area from the southwest. We're rain, New York City's rain, and that's by 2 o'clock, Christmas Eve afternoon. Let's go to the next panel, which is midnight, on Christmas Day. The low from Delmarva gets to Boston. Rain across most of New England except from Vermont through the Catskills into the Poconos. It's changing over to snow. And then finally, the next panel brings us to Christmas afternoon, Tuesday. The storm goes from Boston to Nova Scotia, and there's snow and snow showers covering all of New England with a northwest wind. Do we believe that?
No.
I don't. I've seen this model go back and forth for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on a daily basis. I've been watching it the last several days. And yesterday, the model said it was going to be fair and cold. Today, they bring a storm in. Let's see what it does tomorrow. But next week, we will have our countdown to Christmas. So starting next week, which of course is the 17th, each day we'll be giving you the probability of what we think will be a white Christmas, starting next week on the 17th.
Now, on Christmas Eve, for always a few hours, I always travel down to the city. Jake and Sam and Karen all come up with their families, and they meet with their grandfather, and I go down there and meet with them. But if it's bad weather, that'll put the hex on that for me on that day.
Well, see, it's the same with me. I have to get to Long Island to my sister's at night, Christmas Eve, so I have to get down there. And then, you know, I come back, and then I go back to Long Island on Christmas Day. So I have a lot of traveling to do, so I'm not too fond of this whole thing. I'm just hoping that it changes. So we shall see about that. But that's about it. Tree's done, Marshall.
All right, you got it all done. Got the tinsel on area. I don't see a picture on. I didn't see a picture yet on Facebook.
I didn't. I have to. I think I'm going to have to. It's on my phone, so I'm going to probably have to send it to my email so that I can send it to you.
No tinsel.
The beads are on. The icicles are on. All of that is done.
You can text it to me off your phone.
How could I do that?
Don't you know how to text?
Oh, I know how to text, but I could share a picture with you. I don't know if I have your number on my cell phone, so.
Well, what I'll do is I'll send you my cell phone number.
Good idea.
And that way you can just text me it.
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
I'd give it to you now, but then I'd get people call me and say that.
You'll probably get a few nuts in between there.
Some cranberries too.
So be sure you text me Be sure you email me the number, so I'll put it in the phone and I'll send it to you.
I will do that as soon as the 7 o'clock news starts. All right?
All right. That's coming up right now.
Right now. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you later.
Bye, Marshall.
All right, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio with a look at our tri-state forecast.